They're not dead yet.
Here come the Hawks, the mighty Blackhawks. Take the attack, yeah, and we'll back you, Blackhawks.
It's 10-9, and on the Team Hochberg phone line, it's Eddie Olczyk. Good morning, Eddie. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Bob. Thanks for having me. Hope you're well.
By the way, a belated happy birthday. Lots of Blackhawks broadcast team birthdays. Eddie O, John Weideman from the radio team. And, it was a good celebration the way it turned out last night. Right, Eddie?
Well, thanks to the first, second, and third star of that game, Bob, Corey Crawford. He was lights out. He gave his team an opportunity. At times, it was all Vegas. But the key was is the Blackhawks were chasing the game. They finally played with the lead and took advantage of a heads-up play by Matthew Highmore scoring from below the goal line and hitting the headgear of former Blackhawk goaltender Robin Leonard to give the Hawks a 2-0 lead. But we had, three goals in maybe 3.5 minutes and then nothing the rest of the game because of Corey Crawford. So that was a goalie win without a doubt, and the Hawks give themselves an opportunity to put a little bit more pressure on Vegas for that game 5 tomorrow.
Before I turn you over to Dave Vennett, I just want to know if in the beginning of that game, when things looked like they were about to go south, were you and Foley considering just leaving early and beating the traffic?
To answer your question, no. And second of all, as you know, there's really not a lot of traffic going on.
Yeah, that's true. I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about beating the mad rush to the Ike or to Kennedy. But it's playoff hockey, and the Hawks probably deserved a little bit more better puck luck maybe earlier in the series, but Vegas is a really good team and they can defend, and that's not one of the strengths of the Blackhawks is defending. Now if you have a goaltending performance like Corey Crawford, it doesn't matter what kind of system or defense that you have, if he's going to be pretty much iron proof, then you're going to win a lot. But the Hawks have to have the puck a little bit more going into that game 5 tomorrow.
Eddie, good morning.
Hey, Dave.
I talked to a bunch of fans yesterday who were like, let's just not get swept. Let's get a win. Let's not get swept in this series. And I know now that you got the win, now you want to get the next one and the next one, so forth. But what that idea of with a young team, with so many young guys on this team, of not getting swept, of getting that taste of a playoff win, what does that do for them?
Well, I think individually, they realize that, again, the world we're living in, and let's just zero in on the very small world of professional hockey. Mm-hmm. The 4 months off, the coming back in the summer camp, and then getting into this situation of a bubble, and then playing out in Edmonton for whether it's 3 weeks or 2.5 months if you can make the run, Dave. But I think the understanding is that the regular season, it's a way different animal. Like the playoffs is, I don't want to say it's 10 times, and even though it's hockey in August, it's way tougher, and there's less room on the ice. And I said for many, many years of doing Blackhawk games and doing national games on NBC is that the rink come playoff time gets a little smaller come playoff time. And the rink shrinks. So it seems like the other team has 6 or 7 guys on the ice, where compared to the regular season, there's a little bit more room. You have time to make plays or whatever. Playoff time, whether it's in April or August, and why this team has had so much success in the past is because they've been able to adapt when the games get really tough and when the games seem to be, station to station, from zone to zone. So the experience that they're gaining is invaluable. I mean, it really is. So, whether winning or losing, and look, you want to learn how to win, and they found a way to win. Now, I would, if I was a part of the team, certainly go look at, the reason we won is because the guy in goal was pretty damn good, so we got to be way better. But you could take that for Tuesday, David. You can take it to Thursday if you can get it to a game 6, or you can get it for playoffs moving down and go, okay, now I know what to expect if I am Adam Boquist or Kirby Dach or some of the younger players that haven't tasted playoff hockey.
One of those guys, Kirby Dach, and last night looked like he hurt his wrist or something for a while. Uh-huh. He was kind of in pain, but he was back in there. Yeah. What have you seen from him, Eddie, in the postseason here? It just seems we heard a lot about how he took a step during the stoppage, that he really worked hard. And it seems like you watch him on the ice now. He's a guy with more confidence, more know-how. He looks bigger. What do you see from him?
Well, I mean, I still see a 19-year-old hockey player out there at times. I mean, that's just the reality of it. But I think the confidence part, Dave, is what you said, is, you know, he didn't see a lot of power play time prior to the pause. And for any player, and again, Kirby was always the best player on his team growing up and played a lot. Whether he played well or not, he was going to be out on the ice. That's not the story at the National Hockey League, or at least it's not supposed to be the story. It depends on the situation you're in. But I think with him getting the opportunity and earning the opportunity to get on that number one power play unit once they came back from the pause, I think Kirby, that kind of really brought everything together for him for what he did over the 4 months. And, you know, he gained some confidence, you know, for training and just, you know, he looked like a more comfortable player. But he knew that he was going to be on the first power play unit. When you're going out there with, you know, with Kaner and Johnny and Duncan Keith, like, you know, you're like, wow, you know, like, I belong here. So, you know, you're going to feel and play with more confidence. And I think it's transferred into that to this point. So for me, that's the biggest thing, is that I think the first power play unit for him has helped him take his game to another level. Now, like I said, at times it's been a battle. It's been a struggle. I think he's realizing, like, this is for keeps and, you know, there isn't a lot of room out here. But he has made a rapid growth here in a short period of time, and I think a lot of it has to do with confidence. Now he's got to take it to another level. And again, I don't, and this is not a disrespect to anybody that is 18 or 19 playing in a National Hockey League. That can't be an excuse. You know, like if a guy makes a play or he doesn't get the job done or whatever, it's always easy to go back to that, because there's been many teenagers that have taken it and, you know, you don't hear that. So it's a part of the process. Some guys develop a little bit later than others, but he's getting this is great seasoning for a 19-year-old kid that looks like he's taken the next step. And now it's up to him with the opportunity he gets to take it to another level, because the Blackhawks can certainly use a guy in the middle of the ice to fill in behind Jonathan Toews.
Well, if you just hear the final score, Hawks 3, Golden Knights 1, you think, all right, easy game. But if you're watching those first few minutes, you're thinking, and I don't know what you were thinking, Eddie, but you were a head coach for a while. After about 5 minutes, wouldn't you have started slapping people around a little bit?
come on, guys, we gotta give that guy a breather here. You know, like we gotta hold on to that puck a second longer. Look, and I think at times too, though, Bob, and I think at times last night, was that to play with their pressure and getting their defensemen involved? And, you know, look at Vegas is a good team. They're one of the co-favorites to win the Cup for a reason. I think everybody realizes that. They've got good goaltending. They've got really good defense, and they've got forwards that like to make plays. And look, yeah, the score probably was not probably. The score was not indicative of what the hell happened last night. But
yeah.
Playoff hockey, a goaltender could be the great equalizer, and Crow was just that. And I'm sure the guys inside that room, and I would assume the coaching staff, would say, okay, guys, look, like, you know, we got to give this guy some help here. We can't afford to give up another 95 or 96 shot attempts and expect him
right
to win the next game. But you know what makes it even more impressive is that was in back-to-back situations. You know, the Hawks lost game 3, and then Crow came back less than 24 hours and played like that. So a tip of the hockey helmet, or tip of the goalie mask to Corey Crawford for that performance.
9:30 tomorrow night on WGN Radio, and Eddie O, hopefully on TV, you'll be working for a while. We don't want you to take time off just yet. Thanks for talking with us this morning. Always good to be with you, Eddie.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, have a good day, everybody. Stay safe, all right? Stay safe, everybody. Mask up. Make sure I'm masking up out there.
Attaboy.
Got it.